Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of December 27th, 2023. At least 14 were killed and 25 injured in a Prague University rampage. A suspected foreign actor targets nearly 200 U.S. Jewish facilities with swatting calls and bomb threats. 7 were arrested in Europe for suspected terror plots against Jewish institutions. And Swiss legislators seek to ban racist symbols. So let's get into these stories. A gunman, armed with numerous weapons, shot and killed 14 individuals and injured dozens more on December 21st at Prague's Charles University in the Czech Republic. David Kozak, 24, a history student at the university, allegedly opened fire on the fourth floor of the philosophy building, carrying out the country's most fatal mass shooting to date. Before the attack, authorities received prior warning about a student at the school. Authorities confirmed Kozak died by suicide on site as police approached. In the days leading up to the rampage, police believe Kozak murdered his father in a separate attack and killed a man and his four-month-old daughter in Prague. Authorities are also investigating a potential connection between Kozak and a series of Russian-language messages posted on Telegram. Authorities suspect that the messages, discussing two previous mass shootings in Russia, one earlier this month and the other in 2021, influenced the gunman. Officials described Kozak as an excellent student with no criminal record. An entity outside of the U.S. is allegedly responsible for a record 199 swatting incidents and hoax bomb threats that targeted Jewish facilities across multiple U.S. states December 16th and 17th. The FBI is investigating the incidents, including 93 in California, 62 in Arizona, 15 in Connecticut, 5 in Colorado, and 4 in Washington State, among others. Authorities did not find any incendiary devices at the targeted locations and ultimately deemed the email threats non-credible. During the previous week, law enforcement arrested suspected perpetrators in California and Ohio for similar incidents that occurred in Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. Michael Masters, CEO for the Secure Community Network, a nonprofit that serves as a liaison between law enforcement and the Jewish community, warned that, quote, "It's critical to recognize that these are not victimless crimes or innocent pranks. They can have real and even deadly consequences," end quote. According to SCN, swatting incidents and bomb threats this year are up 541% from 2022. Authorities arrested 7 individuals, including 4 suspected Hamas members in Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands on December 14th for allegedly plotting attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. German prosecutors said officials detained 3 suspects in Berlin, Germany, and 1 in the Netherlands, all of whom are longstanding Hamas members with close links to the terror group's military branch leadership. Police, who did not fully identify the suspects, arrested a Dutch national in Rotterdam, Netherlands, and in Berlin, 2 Lebanese citizens and an Egyptian national. Hamas leaders in Lebanon allegedly tasked one of the Lebanese citizens with finding sources for Berlin-bound weapons to prepare for potential terrorist attacks against Jewish institutions. A senior Hamas official, however, denied that authorities had taken any members of the group into custody in Europe and alleged that the arrest aimed to, quote, "influence the mass rallies that are supportive of Palestine in Europe," end quote. On December 20th, Switzerland's Senate passed legislation aimed at a nationwide ban of racist symbols that incite hatred and violence. The upper house voted 23-16 with three abstentions to criminalize racist symbols that excuse violent or extremist behavior. The legislation ban would include prohibitions on speech, gestures, and the display of flags that incite hatred, as well as the public wearing of symbols reminiscent of Nazi tyranny in Europe. The measure now moves to the lower chamber, the National Council, for a vote and, if approved, will put the country on track to join several of its European neighbors that have similar bans against incitement to hatred. Swiss lawmakers said they still need to flesh out the length to which the legislation would impact perpetrators, but agreed that judges should retain some level of oversight in adjudicating such cases. Federal Counselor Elizabeth Baum Schneider, who heads the Federal Justice and Police Department, said that, quote, "There's no place for symbols that make apologies for violence in our society," end quote. The measure, which has been in the works for months, has gained support following an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Europe, which some suggest are related to Israel's military response to Hamas's deadly October 7th attack. Legislators rejected a proposal earlier this year that focused solely on the banning of Nazi symbols. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.